President Trump will hold a rally in Youngstown, Ohio tonight. On the campaign trail, he made promises like renegotiating trade deals, bringing back mining and factory jobs, and that resonated with this old steel town. So how do residents feel 6 months in? Let's talk to two. First, Bertram D'Souza, a columnist with the local paper, The Vindicator. Bertram, what do you think Youngstown needs to hear from the president tonight?
I find it odd because it was the Trump-Pence campaign that made the announcement of the visit. So it makes me wonder whether there are going to be any policy initiatives announced or whether this is just going to be Donald Trump needing to, you know, hear his supporters tell him that he still walks on water and they all love him.
Well, and it may be obvious to people by now that you have been a critic of the president, but maybe he's coming because he did so well in Trumbull County in particular. I mean, this is a place that voted
But the question is, coming for what? But shortly after he was sworn in, the third shift at General Motors' Lordstown assembly plant was eliminated. And you have direct jobs plus associated jobs with providers. More than 1,000 have been lost. And yet, when the president ran, he talked about the auto industry and how he was going to force the American auto manufacturers to not only expand their plants and to create jobs in America, but he was going to demand that they bring back the jobs they sent overseas.
Well, what about some of the president's other promises? There were promises on trade, promises on infrastructure that were supposed to bring back blue-collar jobs in the area.
All of those promises resonated. Okay, on trade, absolutely. You know, the president said that he was going to level the playing field, that he was going to go after China on currency manipulation, that he was going to get rid of NAFTA and all the other kinds of trade agreements because they were so unfair to American workers. Now, this is a very long-standing blue-collar region where steel was king for a long time. We are coming up to the 40th anniversary in September of what we call Black Monday, where a major steel mill shut down, 5,000 jobs were eliminated, and that was the beginning of the end of steel production in the Mahoning Valley. And a lot of the workers here blame foreign competition. And so when Donald Trump said, I'm going to come in here and I am going to put America first, I'm going to make America great again, that message resonated. And yet we're sitting here, the steel mills have not reopened, and I never believed they would reopen. Even if a new steel mill is opened in the Mahoning Valley, we had one several years ago. It's a French company called Vallourec. Its highest employment is 400. We lost 50,000 direct and indirect steel-related jobs when the mills closed. At one time in the history of the GM Lordstown plant, we had 15,000 workers out there. Today we have 4,000. It's called automation.
Well, and others agree with you that people need to be retrained. Don't go back to manufacturing and steel production and mining. That's not going to come back.
Sure.
Talk about health care. According to state data, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare's Medicaid expansion, gave health care to over 20,000 people in Mahoning County.
Yes.
Have you seen people, because we've been seeing this, you know, on a national level, people who, first of all, didn't really understand that the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare were the same thing. But people also who supported Donald Trump now realizing that the plans that have been put on the table by Republicans would cut back on their coverage.
The problem is that a lot of people who voted for Donald Trump were already on Medicare, which is a government health program, which, you know, which I found ironic. But a lot of people also needed Medicaid, especially with the expansion. And the governor of Ohio, John Kasich, made it very, very clear that Medicaid expansion was absolutely necessary. And they did. They expanded it. 700,000 additional people were put on Medicaid. In the midst of an opioid epidemic that has hit regions like ours very, very hard. And these are people who are on Medicaid, who are getting treatment, who are getting, you know, counseling. And once they realized what sort of getting rid of Obamacare was going to do to them, those people are now beginning to say, hold on a minute, we supported Donald Trump when he said he was going to have affordable medical care for everyone in America. And that's not what the Republicans have produced and what Donald Trump is supporting. So, yes, he's going to have to answer those questions.
That's Bertram D'Souza, columnist with the local Youngstown paper, The Vindicator. Bertram, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Well, let's now bring in someone who is going to attend the rally as a Trump supporter. Paula Muir of nearby Mineral Ridge, Ohio, is a part-time college instructor, former hospital administrator. She was a lifelong Democrat but switched parties for Donald Trump and, in fact, now volunteers at the Republican headquarters. Paula, do you still have the same fervor?
I do.
Why is that?
Because I personally believe that he is straight, honest, not a lifelong politician. He loves our country. He loves our veterans. He loves God, and he feels everyone that's able to work should be working.
Well, let me pick up on something you said. You love his honesty, and that's what we hear from Trump supporters. They love that he tells it like it is. But as you know, there have been a lot of calculations about Donald Trump's honesty. Politico, for instance, points out that 70% of candidate Donald Trump statements that PolitiFact checked during the campaign were false. Only 4% were completely true. Recently, we've had, you know, major publications that are not considered left-leaning, Time Magazine or People Magazine, talking about how the Trump family, in fact, doesn't tell the truth. Doesn't that concern you?
No, it does not. Listen, I could say something, but there's no fact-checking for me. And honestly, I've read articles where the fact-checking has been incorrect.
Okay, well, let's go on to some of the promises that the president made. You talked about jobs.
Yes.
And as we just heard, there are actually fewer jobs in your area than 4 years ago. Are you concerned about that?
I am concerned about that. Most of us that grew up in the 60s and 70s, our parents or our fathers at least worked in the steel industry. One of the things, I don't know if the steel industry will ever come back to our area, but there are other jobs. We need skilled laborers.
Healthcare. You're a hospital administrator.
Yes.
The Republicans have not been able to put forth a plan after 7 years.
Correct.
Yeah.
It needs repealed. It really needs repaired. You know, there are so many portions of it that has skyrocketed prices. It helped a lot of people, the Affordable Care Act, but it hurt a lot of people. I had a lot of friends that were working with health care who lost it because their employers could no longer afford it.
Yeah. Well, but this is what Democrats said. I mean, you know, Bill Clinton during the campaign famously said Obamacare is crazy. You know, it needs to be fixed. They did say that it needs to be fixed.
Right. But they're not on the same page.
Well, they're not being invited. They weren't asked to participate.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with you on that.
Okay.
But our Republicans, so many of them that were for repealing and replacing or repairing it, because their constituents are so afraid of what it's going to hurt them, that they're now backing off and they don't want to do anything about it either.
Right.
Honestly, I don't know what the answer is, other than they need to check their egos at the door and come in and look at what's best for us.
Are you at all concerned about what we're hearing today and in the past couple of days? Presidents have used their office as a bully pulpit.
Yes.
Historically. But this president, some say, is bullying. That, for instance, he's got an attorney general that he's tearing apart on Twitter. I mean, does that bother you, that kind of language, calling somebody weak and beleaguered when they work for you?
I don't always agree with his tactics. I personally feel that the fact that he is constantly under attack, that puts you in that same mode. I'm not saying that's right because I don't believe in bullying either. I like the fact that he uses other media to share with us what's going on,
mm-hmm.
but I can't say that I 100% agree with his tactics.
Yeah.
And I don't think you'll find any Trump supporter that 100% agrees with some of the things that he has said or done.
That's Paula Muir of Mineral Ridge, Ohio, a lifelong Democrat who became a Republican to vote for Donald Trump and is going to go to that rally tonight. Paula, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And, of course, you just gave a shout out there. If you are a Trump supporter who agrees 100% with all of his tactics, let us hear from you as well.